everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Cobalt Financial Services Think Virtual Conference Series. And in this clip, we covered the final keynote Q&A of the day, and that involved Cobalt Financial Services' very own Samantha Paxton and their special guest, Hubert Joly, the former CEO of Best Buy, who was responsible for the big turnaround of Best Buy earlier last decade. And wow, what a talk. I mean, it's like, it seems like every word that came out of his mouth was like a takeaway. So I highly recommend you watch the entire session if you can. So, but in this particular clip, Samantha and Hubert talk about his personal transformation and about when he joined Best Buy and how Amazon was supposed to crush them. And then there are two phases of transformation and just, oh gosh, just really, really cool stuff here. So really enjoyed this clip. And again, I hope you guys watch the entire session if you can. Just tons and tons of takeaways. So check it out.
So I would love to start off talking about your new book. It's called The Heart of Business, and you tell the story of how you led the transformation of Best Buy as CEO. But at the same time, you weave the story of your personal evolution as a business leader. So basically, everything you've learned up to that point, you were able to apply when you took over as CEO in 2012. So I'd love to start there. How do you see the leadership principles showed at Best Buy reflect your own personal transformation?
I have had indeed a personal transformation, Sam. I've moved from being a hard-charging, deeply analytical, you know, McKinsey consultant to somebody who today believes in human magic. And I've learned so much along the way. I remember a conversation with one of my clients when I was at McKinsey, who told me, Hubert, the purpose of a company, and you guys know this, right, because that's part of your who you are, the purpose of a company is not to make money. It's an imperative, but it's an outcome, and you first have to focus on people, then customers, then financial results. I also had the opportunity to write articles about the philosophy and theology of work with a couple of monks. Why do we work? Is work a punishment, or is it part of our search for meaning as human beings? And of course, we get to choose this. And then I had my midlife crisis, which led me to, you know, when I was at the top of my first mountain, I had been very successful, a McKinsey partner, I was on the executive team of a big French company, but it was empty. There was nothing there. And so that led me to revisit my life and really focus on identifying my purpose in life, which I think today is so essential to who we are as a leader and how we can best lead. And that idea about purpose and not treating profit as the goal, but just as an outcome, has really deeply influenced how we've effectuated the turnaround at Best Buy.
I love that. And you are talking to an audience of CEOs, C-level executives, leaders that are about purpose, not profit. But we're in this interesting time. We are in a time where we are competing with technology companies. We are competing with PayPal. We talk about even our existing membership base, our existing consumer, sees PayPal as their primary financial relationship. You had an interesting time when you joined Best Buy as CEO, where you had Amazon as your primary competition. It was a very similar scenario.
Yeah, Sam, indeed, Amazon was supposed to kill us, right? Everybody thought they would. And before I took the job, actually, you know, took the time to identify whether we could turn around that company. And what I saw, Sam, is that the world needed Best Buy, right? Because they needed a place where to touch, feel, and see the products. Sometimes, you know, the purchases are, technology can be complicated. So as human beings, we need this human interaction. And then the vendors needed Best Buy because they needed a place where to showcase the fruit of their R&D investment. So I thought that, you know, we had a very strong platform. The world needed us. The problem we had was that the problem was not Amazon. It was us. You know, the operations were broken. Our prices were not competitive. Quality of service, you know, the online shopping experience was not great. The speed of shipping was not great. The customer experience in those stores had really gone down. So all of this were self-inflicted problems. And the good news with self-inflicted problems, you get to fix them. It's entirely in your hands.
Tell me about the phases of that. I understand this happened in two phases. Can you tell us a little bit about those two phases and how you really saw that transformation happen over that time period?
Yes. So the first phase, which was all about saving the company, it was a turnaround, we called it Renew Blue. And essentially the focus was fix what was broken. So the what is, you know, we ensure our prices were competitive, we matched online prices, we invested in the shopping experience online, we invested in the supply chain to be able to, today we deliver as fast as Amazon for free, same day, next day. We invested in the store customer experience, investing in the tools for the associates. We also partnered with the world's foremost tech companies, including Amazon, actually. So everybody now has a store within our store. And then we took cost out because our cost structure was bloated. That's the what. What's more interesting is the how. All about people. Start with people. You know, in, sometimes in business, we see people as the problem, right? We should get rid of people. No, people are the source. They're part of the, they're the source of the solution. So my first weeks I'm on the job, I spent working in a store to learn from the frontliners. And I asked them what's working, what's not working. And they told me everything. I mean, my job was essentially then to do what they said we needed to do. So start with people also at the top. So when things are going well, so I don't know whether people are going to like this, but when things are going well, credit the frontliners. When things are not going well, look at the top of the house. Mm-hmm. And part of the approach to change management was to change some of the management. So start with people. End with people. In human organizations, as leaders, we get to create energy. And in a turnaround, it was all about mobilizing the entire organization. So in our role as leader, is not so much to come up with these brilliant ideas, but to create the environment where energy can be unleashed. So it's about co-creating the plan, getting going, getting small wins, celebrating small wins. If there's problems, let's talk about them and let's solve them together. So very different approach, very human-centric and, of course, customer-oriented.
Thank you very much, Samantha and Hubert, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 virtual conference series here on CU Broadcast.